Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break news. On VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting there's been no word from the Winter White House in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, since President Donald Trump sent a series of tweets Saturday morning alleging that his predecessor had tapped the wires in Trump Tower before the election last year. Trump blasted former President Barack Obama for alleged wiretapping of his apartment and building during the campaign. Trump likened it to the Watergate scandal involving former President Richard Nixon and the Red Scare years under Senator Joseph McCarthy. The president did not offer any source for his claims, nor did he provide any evidence that any electronic surveillance had occurred. A spokesman for former President Obama said neither he nor any White House official ever ordered surveillance on any U.S. citizen. Any suggestion otherwise is simply false. The claims came as the Trump administration faces mounting pressure from multiple FBI and congressional investigations into contacts between members of the Trump campaign team and Russian officials. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said that Russia has to be stopped from what he called breaking the backbone of democracy. Graham told a raucous town hall meeting with constituents Saturday that he is very concerned about possible Russian interference in last year's election.
As to Trump's Russia campaign ties, I have no evidence personally that there are any, but I will insist that the FBI be given full opportunity to look into this without political interference.
The South Carolina Republican and Arizona's John McCain have taken a hard line against Moscow for interfering in last year's election. This is VOA News. Somalian government officials have said that more than 110 people, mainly women and children, have died from waterborne diseases in the past 2 days as a result of the country's enduring drought. Somalia's new Prime Minister, Hassan Ali Khaire, announced the deaths at a news conference Saturday in Mogadishu. Meanwhile, the International Organization for Migration has been appealing for millions of dollars in help to provide life-saving assistance to hundreds of thousands of the vulnerable victims of Somalia's latest drought. Libyan media reports say Air Force fighter jets loyal to Eastern Military Commander General Khalifa Haftar attacked Islamist militia forces holding part of key oil ports. As Edward Uranian reports, the attacks are part of efforts to recapture the lucrative oil triangle from Islamist fighters.
Militia forces, calling themselves the Benghazi Defense Brigades, began the surprise attack on Sidra and Ras Lanuf on Thursday. A militia spokesman, Yasser Jabali, claimed his men were holding their ground. Mamdouh Salami, a London-based oil analyst, told Libyan TV that control of the country's two largest oil ports, Ras Lanuf and Sidra, are always a main interest of the country's militias and of the National Unity Government because they are the key to the country's economy and ultimate control of Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Police and witnesses in central Pakistan say that suspected Islamic State militants executed a kidnapped officer of the country's prime intelligence agency and then dropped his chained body on a busy road before driving away. Officials identified the slain man as Umar Mobeen Gilani, saying that he was kidnapped nearly 3 years ago by unknown gunmen in Multan. That's where he was serving in a counterterrorism unit of Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence, or ISI. Police in the city of Multan say they found Gilani's body early Saturday morning, and it was dressed like detainees at the U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay Detention Center in Cuba. Malaysia expelled the North Korean ambassador in the continued fallout from the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother at Kuala Lumpur Airport last month. In a statement, Malaysia's foreign ministry labeled Ambassador Kang Chol persona non grata and gave him 48 hours to leave the country after he criticized Malaysia's investigation of the assassination. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.